That he bent headbutt me or something.
Nah, that nigga almost killed you. Nigga almost broke your neck.
Vags.
That ain't normal. He took it to the tree. That nigga didn't do a slap. That nigga said, fuck this, I'm killing the hoes. He different.
Yeah.
He put the
photos
description.
Look crazy, yeah.
Hit that, nah.
He ain't had no haircut. It was like, nah.
He one
bro.
Of them niggas that he be like, he do look like the one type. Stereotype. He look like the one. Gotta watch out for him.
Yeah, you got too much money to not get a chop, my boy.
Hell yeah. Nah, you on some bullshit.
At least clean it up. Yeah, you ain't got it.
Nah, you on some bullshit, bro. What you do? What you get mad about?
I'm saying. Get nah. That. Nah. What'd you say to him?
What'd she say to you? That's why you ain't started no more.
Got your spot taken by a rookie.
That's what Amir Thompson ahead of you. And Fred. And yeah. Dylan Brooks.
Hit that, yeah. They gonna get rid of you.
They ain't playing in Houston next year.
That's probably what she did say. She like, yeah, I need to do like the Rockets to get rid of you. Replace your ass.
Hit that. Fred, with me. He's up for 100. Got the max. They ain't give you a max. Where your max at? Pocket watching.
Hit that. Nah, they really like Jalen.
You're not the one.
That's so tough.
You ain't Kobe. What Draymond say? They don't love you like that.
Your nah. Farewell tour.
Hell yeah. Yeah, they got his eyes out of there quickly. Nigga Adam been playing. Yeah, he put his foot down on the Jai. Jai fucked it up for the whole league.
Oh yeah. Ain't no more mistakes.
Hey, he ain't playing with those niggas. Nah.
NBA think I'm soft, huh?
Facts. Nigga look in the mirror. Nah, I got something for y'all.
All these David Stern. Okay. I can show y'all some David Stern.
Y'all want David Stern. I'm trying to be nice. David Stern would have had that nigga arrested. Had him get a life. I want that nigga out of here. David Stern was not playing with niggas.
Police will be at your door shortly.
Facts. Would have had a whole press conference and everything. He is out the league.
You would have had to apologize and then get kicked out the league.
Fuck. Would have had a whole 30-minute special for his ass. Yeah, we don't accept that behavior here. Don't worry about him. He ain't never going to see a face again.
That he's an embarrassment for the team, the organization, and the entire NBA.
Would have put his ass in Riker Island. Left his ass over there. It's sad because he cold.
He actually is he's a good player, bro.
Yeah, he cold.
Yeah.
Houston was looking promising, but.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough, man. Man.
That's why you got to keep your hands off these women, man. Should have just left.
That's what I was saying. Just
me personally, right? 16 mil. I'm on 16. It ain't worth millionaire. It. Yeah, I'm walking out. Like,
bye.
You're a millionaire. You can get another baddie. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You know, like
it's nothing that's going to make me. Even now, like,
even when I ain't even a millionaire.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm not putting hands on a female, risking my.
I'm good.
My name, brand,
my
everything.
Freedom. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Freedom too. Like, everything is like, but 16 mil, nigga, you telling me you couldn't, you had to put hands on her? And then you thought you going to get away with it? That's the thing. Like, what part did you come up, like, you got common sense talking about, ah, damn, I fucked up.
After how many swings?
Yeah, like, nigga, you didn't stop? Like,
after the first one, he was,
it was like
nah,
accident,
this ain't enough.
Like, boo, nigga, you trying to choke her? I'm like, you on some wild shit, bro. Yeah, get him out of there. Yeah, get that nigga out of here. That's what could be a commissioner. So you didn't learn after the first slap? Like, you had to keep going, nigga? Like, we could work with you with the slap. Like,
And you a repeat offender? Like, nah, bro, you bugging.
Yeah, go ahead with the year, bro. The NBA ain't for you.
The NBA ain't not for you, bro.
Go back to the trenches you go, my boy.
Go be an entrepreneur, my guy.
I wonder where that nigga from.
Oh, my goodness. That's tough. Niggas fucking up the bag these days, bro.
Man, what?
You seen Mikey fucked up his bag.
You see Cameron and Maze, what they said about him?
Nah.
Because you seen the post he posted about him in the court, Mikey? He quoted Rilo.
Oh, my God.
That nigga said... Yeah, Maze was like, "You don't want to quote Rilo when you got to go to court." He said, "That nigga go to jail." He said, "You need to be quoting some Marvin Gaye, something happy."
Oh my God!
Yeah, he said, "You don't want to be quoting Rilo when you're in court." He said, "That's the wrong person." I was thinking about it. I was like, "Why would you quote Rilo?"
That nigga did that shit. That's why. That nigga guilty.
I kind of knew he was going to be guilty. He was too tapped in with the young boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was living that job.
Hey, Ja just happened to be in the NBA already.
That's why he get away with it. He on his last strike. Hey, he got two strikes already.
Thanks. Thanks.
Just depend how cold you are. You can get away with a lot. Look at Kyrie.
You got to be different.
Yeah, you got to be cold, bro.
Let's get into it, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Another episode, huh?
Yep. We on that cozy couch podcast, you know, coziest podcast on the planet. Feel me? Definitely. With your host, Dev and Kev, you know, right back with you.
Tell you what, it's cozy out here, man.
Hey, this weather
been cozy.
Hey. Telling y'all, get y'all some cozy hoodies, man. I'm telling y'all, hit that like, share, subscribe button, hit that cozy couch. Oh, yeah. Website, cozycorp.com, you feel me? Sir. Get some hoodies, get some sweatpants, I'm telling you.
Wait, hold on, kid. What's the website name?
Cozycorp.com, my boy. K-O-Z-I-I-C-O-R-P.
Mm-hmm. Say it one more time for the people in the back.
Cozycorp.com, you feel me? K-O-Z.
You heard it, man.
I-I.
Yes, sir.
C-O-R-P.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Go get it. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. We got a great episode today.
Yep.
Got a lot to talk about. A lot of news been happening. Yeah. New music, sports, crazy sports.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of unexpected stuff. Can't make this up, man. Everything been going crazy, man.
You're getting crazy out here, man.
Facts, man. But let's get into it, man.
What you want to start with?
Let's go ahead and knock out the music, man.
Yeah.
Sports is crazy with that. Well, the music, man, we had a couple big names, man. We had our boy Offset.
Yep.
Shit fire. West Side Gun.
Yep. That's another one.
Fire. Who else? You had Bad Bunny.
You already know what he gonna do.
Fire. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Frego. Man, that
boys
shit was
wasn't scared, man. Boys dropping a week after Drake.
Hey, they had to come with the heat, man. They had to come with the heat.
Yes, sir, man.
But we're gonna dive into the Offset album, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? It's hot or not, man? You messing with it?
I'll rock with it. He got some hits on there. For sure. I like it. You know, I rated probably like 7.7, you feel me? After about like song 6 or 7, you know, it starts dwindle a little bit.
Yeah,
but
you ain't right.
But them first 6, hey.
Hey.
That's all you need nowadays, you feel me?
All I did was a Don Toliver song.
Hey.
And Say My Grace with Travis Scott.
Yep.
That's two songs I was waiting for. You did your thing, Offset.
Yes, sir. Hey.
And you on pace to sell 85K?
Hey.
They ain't believe you, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
He's doing unthinkable right now.
Hey, you selling damn near 4 times more than Quavo. Man.
Hey.
Going crazy.
Boy, say he do business. He's standing on business. You feel me?
Oh, God. He going crazy. Album fire. I give it about 8 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10. It's fire.
Yeah,
I got a couple songs that are gonna be on my rotation for a minute.
Oh yeah, yeah. He got some. He got some heat that's timeless right there. Some timeless shit on there.
Definitely. All right. That Don Toliver and Travis Scott should make billboards. I'd be very surprised if it don't. West Side Gun, man.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Come on, man.
Hey, under them kitchen lights, man. Under them kitchen lights. Man, with the weather? Oh, man. I felt like I was in Chicago and New York or something, man.
Thanks, bro. East Coast. Like I was somewhere. In New York, man.
I need a puffer jacket.
No, for real, bro. Man. Felt like I was in the basement in New York, son. But that shit was fire.
Yeah, man.
It might be my favorite tape that dropped last weekend.
Yeah.
More I listen to it, I'm just telling get better you, bro. And better. And then I know I was kind of hating
the guy. The trap beats?
Them
trap beats was hitting though.
I was listening to it last night, and today on the way to Golden Chick, I was like, this shit fire.
I'm telling you. Yeah, the cold air hitting your window. You're like, oh, God.
Had to roll the windows lit down a little bit, get the full experience. That shit was fire. I was like, boom, boom, boom. Nigga looking at me.
Yeah, man. When he was talking crazy on there, bruh. Fly God.
Nigga, what?
My boy, yeah. I rate that, honestly. I rate that like a
8.2, 8.5,
you know.
Yeah, like, about 8.5 to me.
Yeah. That holds some pressure.
It's one of my favorite. I want to say it cracked my top 10 albums this year.
Yeah. It's in there. Man, and I listen to Griselda, but I'm starting to get like actually just like blown away by they're getting great. Like they were good. They are getting great, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. Yeah, that's easily one of my favorite music groups right now. Like,
yeah, same. Like, I've been listening to a lot, especially when it get cold. It's perfect like fall, winter music.
Yeah.
It fit the tone. Make you hustle. Tell you, man. Great music. You.
Yeah.
A work of art.
Thanks.
Appreciate you, West Side.
Yeah, good job, my boy. Keep it up.
2 weeks back to back. Great music. Yeah. Let's keep the roll.
Thanks. Who's next?
You're back.
Shit, go ahead and drop heat, man.
Oh, God.
We waiting. We ready.
Hey, we got some more heat coming, bro. Like Meek Mill's and Rick Ross, they collab tape.
Yep.
They lead single was fire.
Yeah, that Kobe and Shaq go crazy.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I didn't expect them to drop a collab. They ain't through that.
MMG?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, bro, the old MMG.
Yeah, facts. Bring it back.
Yeah, minutes since I heard that Maybach music.
I'm telling you.
Then, of course, you got Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, you know, the women.
I'm waiting for that beef. That shit going to be settled.
The women, man. Who the queen?
That shit going to be settled.
Oh, definitely.
Who the best?
Let me ask you now. Who you got? Nicki
predictions?
Cardi.
Ooh. I don't know. Cardi been snapping on these features.
Cardi been snapping recently. Like, her feature run been better than Nicki. But I respect Nicki way more than Cardi.
Yeah, I feel like Cardi's feature run has been better, but I feel like it's because Cardi been dropping, like, she just hops on the perfect beat. Like, she's hopping on songs and beats that go perfect to her style. Like,
yeah.
Nicki, you know, Nicki be on that, like, actually trying to rap shit. Yeah. And it's not a lot of females actually trying to rap. So it's like, she got to pick and choose, you know, and then she picks somebody and they not even, they end up having beef with her. And then it's like, all right, bro. But
yeah.
She ate on that Princess Diana, though.
Yeah, she went crazy.
She got that number one with that one, but I mean, we gonna see. We gonna see.
Yeah.
Right now, my prediction. Forgive me, Nicki, but Cardi might outsell you. I ain't gonna cap.
I don't know, bro.
They both long waiting, so it's like.
And the only thing about Cardi, if she gonna have another good album, like her first one.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I understand that she got ghostwriters, like talking about she don't be writing her raps.
She don't have another.
But I don't know whoever writing them lyrics. Hey, it fit in her, the right tone. Her.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be a.
Offset.
Yeah, Offset. There's gonna be some written shit that they made already. If it was old, if it's just now dropping, I feel like it's gonna be some older shit that Migos, you know, already wrote for her.
I'm surprised she dropped another album. She don't need to in her career.
She don't. She really don't. Top five female rapper. But I feel like she's trying to like push that agenda of like, nah, I'm the best out. So she's gonna have to show it. But
you're already a top five female rapper. Like, who cares? All
time. Honestly, yeah, who cares? Get your bread, because this could really taint you on the cool. Like,
I don't think it could.
Don't let Nicki sell her. Nicki will never let that shit down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it gonna get ugly. That's all I know.
Every feature gonna have that shit. Nicki gonna talk about she thought she was the one. She really the two. Like, all right.
Nah, for real, it's gonna be nasty business. Gotta see that on my timeline.
But yeah, she always gonna make money, you know. I feel like she gonna sell. I don't know if it's gonna be as big as Invasion of Privacy. She ain't winning another Grammy. I don't see that shit. She ain't got another Bodak Yellow. She ain't got another Bodak Yellow. I ain't heard it yet. I gotta hear that. I gotta hear that one. She hasn't even really dropped singles this year, though, neither.
She don't need to.
Yeah.
I mean, her first album won a Grammy. And she's the second female artist.
But that's what I'm telling you. That hoe had Bodak Yellow. Like, that hoe was in three different languages.
You're right about that.
That bitch was worldwide.
Bodak Yellow was tired, though. I ain't gonna lie. She ran that shit
carried.
Yeah. Shout out to 2017. They were going crazy in 6th Street.
Different. But if she do, don't let her get another one. Don't let her get
she went too long. I'm sorry, Nicki. I'm going up there to the Grammy myself. I'm talking to the recording academy. We heard two Grammys down.
What we doing?
But you tell me, there ain't no way she won a Grammy this year.
Yeah.
Unless she sell a mill. Nah, she ain't selling no damn mill.
Not first week, but
I don't know what she
give it a
sell.
Month.
I don't know what her
give it a month.
I expect Nicki to sell about two, maybe. 200K? Or high hundreds.
Yeah, I see Nicki selling like 200K easy, honestly.
Yeah, she got a big ass fan base.
Yeah. Barbs are crazy.
Cardi B, I don't know.
She got a big fan base.
Big fan base. Like, I don't know. Like,
that's why this is battle of the bands right here. This
because you know she got more like she got the Latin community, black community. Like, her lane is.
And then if she do features, crazy. She gonna actually have features this time. So it's like, damn! Don't let her get a Lotto, Sexy Red, Glow. Any of the up and coming female artists right now, she gone.
It's gonna be real interesting.
Yeah,
I say that. What else? While we talking about music, that boy Drake tied the record with Michael Jackson.
Yep,
for Billboard's number one.
Yeah, hey y'all. That's still amazing. That's still amazing. Different eras, but you know, still amazing. Still amazing. Still crazy to do.
No, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Technically, he broke the record.
Yeah.
Because Sicko Mode didn't count to him. He wasn't credited on the song.
Yeah, that's not his song.
But he was supposed to be featured on it, but Billboard didn't count it. Mm.
Okay. Nigga Drake up to something, man. I think he got a formula.
Well, it's most likely Drake probably going to break the record. Anytime.
Yeah. Yeah, because this might not be the only song that break number one on the album. He already got the J. Cole one to break it. So.
Shout out to J. Cole. Oh, yeah. J. Cole first number one. Shout out to my nigga J. Cole.
Yeah.
A lot of people hating on J. Cole.
I remember they said he wasn't going to be shit.
Facts.
He makes boring music.
I think niggas ain't listening.
Going to be as big as a Super Bowl.
I don't know why people hate J. Cole.
They say it's his beat selection. I don't know.
Niggas just hating.
You know, niggas get real picky over music. Niggas have different standards for different artists. And something that worked for one dude can't work for another guy. It's like, all right, bro. Like, you just don't like him. Just say you don't like the dude, bro. Like,
hell yeah. I tell you what, J. Cole, my rap MVP this year.
Hey, that nigga's carrying a torch right now.
I ain't heard one bad feature by that nigga this year.
He dropping too.
Who?
J. Cole. He's supposed to be dropping the album, The Fall Off. Probably gonna be in January though.
Yeah, I'm gonna say January. Probably I don't think he's gonna drop this year.
He already got his number one. He chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, hibernation mode. But you could definitely tell he in album mode.
Oh yeah.
Versus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he definitely. That album gonna be something vicious.
Boy gonna be different.
Yeah. And then next year we'll probably get another Kendrick album.
J. Cole versus Kendrick?
I would love them to have a song together.
Yeah. Thanks.
Or I really want a Drake and Kendrick song, but that's probably never gonna happen.
Yeah, they done.
Yeah.
That beef settled. That shit seasoned.
Number one, two, make a song? Fuck no.
What is it? After that BET cipher, was it no more chances of that one?
Nothing was the same since we took the sensitive rapper.
Yeah, tough that. Sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes. Yeah. Ha ha.
Joke's on you.
High five. I'm bulletproof. Yeah. Yeah, that was different, man.
You don't make rappers like that, man. That's when you had to be there, bro.
Time. Yeah, that was oh man. Nigga, that was rapping. Peak. That was peak right there. Maybe music is back. Maybe this hip hop shit gonna last.
Nah, for real. I'm telling you. That's back when the BET war was actually good. Nigga was locked in.
These hip hop ciphers are ass, bruh.
I'm about to ask you, did you see it?
I tried. I watched like two of them, bro. I was like, this shit is ass, bro.
I seen two.
Turn this shit off.
I seen the Lola Brooks one.
See, now when she was the one with a.
With like Lady London. Who else?
Yeah, it's like all females.
Yeah.
And then Big Pun. Not Big Pun, I'm Bun B.
Yeah, Bun B, which I was surprised, Bun B.
I'm not that surprised.
I didn't think he would go on
Trill Burgers. That nigga just promoting. That nigga don't care. That nigga don't give a fuck about no.
Come on,
you heard his verse? That nigga wasn't talking about shit on that hoe.
Hey, I'm trying to get that promotion, man. Go ahead and come over here to good old Texas. Get a Trill Burger. Yeah, he trying to get it everywhere. I see him on Good Morning America. Get your money, Unc. Get your money. Hey, you about to make Trill Burger global, man.
Hell yeah, that nigga
trying to get a franchise out of this.
Facts. That nigga trying to be as big as McDonald's.
Damn right. Trill Burger everywhere over Texas.
I'm telling you. Not even.
I still ain't tried Trill Burger.
Still haven't either.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it, though.
Yeah, I got to try it for the culture.
I just, man. Once that line die down. It's be getting cold, so I know it's about to. Niggas ain't about to wait no line in the cold.
That's a tourist place, bro. Wait, I go back to Austin. You try Trill Burger?
Got y'all too. Try that?
Got y'all too. Y'all try Trill Burger? All right, man.
I might have to wait for the rodeo to come back around.
I'm about to say they got it at the NRG. So
I was at NRG.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna just go to a Texan game.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'll probably try it there because that's where Jock and them. Tried it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But y'all a Trill Burger, man.
Facts.
Yeah.
Get the hell with the Texan game.
Facts. Well, speaking of Texans.
Yep.
This is when the segment get depressing for me. As you remember last episode, me and Kevin had a $20 wager.
Just say that it cleared. It cleared, man. That bet cleared for sure.
Yeah, man. Let's go ahead and dive into it, man. Football was very depressing. No. After a great week last week, it came back depressing for me.
Yeah.
The Texans and the Saints, man. As a Saint fan, this one really hurt.
Because
we just look bad out there.
I mean,
no offense.
The thing that always had me was like, I don't believe in Derek Carr. That was the main thing. I was just like, if the Saints defense start turning up, you know, like Kamara start, you know, going crazy. It was like, all right, bro, ain't shit we could do about that, you know. But when you start putting the faith of your team in Derek Carr, I'm like, oh yeah, this is the game I like to see. I can deal with this. If that man beat us, then y'all was just meant to win that week. Shit, I'm taking my odds for that shit. That was a coaching decision.
Shit, sad, bro.
But I mean, shit, it was a hard fought game. Texans didn't look just perfect, you know. They still making mistakes though. But yeah,
but CJ, he wanted those.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. I think y'all got our first pick. So shit.
You say y'all first pick? No, that was Carolina.
No, I'm saying y'all threw.
Oh, the CJ, pick. Oh, yeah,
CJ Stroud threw his first interception.
Oh yeah, yeah, he did.
Congratulations on that one, but you know, we won the war. Y'all won the battle. But I mean, it wasn't, you know,
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't a bad game. It was.
We should have won though.
Yeah, I bet it was ugly seeing it as a Saints fan. Like,
it was. At halftime, I knew we lost. I said, yeah, we lost this. We just looked terrible out there, bro.
This didn't look right.
And I gotta watch them play tomorrow against Jaguars.
Ooh, that might be two L's in a row.
You damn right. I'm just gonna charge it to the game, man. Very depressing.
That's tough.
But this week for NFL, it's a lot of upsets, man.
Yeah, it was.
49ers lost.
Yeah.
Due to a field goal.
49ers lost to the Browns, bruh.
The Browns. Without Deshaun.
Without Deshaun. And without Nick Chubb.
Who would have thought? Apparently, he didn't look like himself. That was the first game. I was like, okay.
That defense was crazy, though. Yeah. That boy, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. Deshaun Ward. Yeah, Denzel Ward. Like, yeah, they was on his. That was the first game. I was like, I don't know, but they might need another quarterback. I don't think Purley that guy.
Hey, man. Them DBs, the linebackers was linemen. When that front seven, nasty, and the DBs can move, hey, all right. Keep thinking Debo going to be the answer.
Yeah.
That boy was in a box.
They boxed that.
Oh, yeah.
Christian couldn't run.
Debo couldn't even finish the game.
That boy was hidden. That boy was not. They wasn't playing.
Yeah.
When you start seeing people get hit, you're like, yeah. I don't know, coach.
Christian got out one time. He got that one touchdown. That boy was in that box ever since.
My girl, he said, we're going to box this up. Y'all better throw it. He better do something.
Yeah, y'all better put the ball in the air.
Facts. He better beat it by passing.
And then when y'all was doing that, it was like, hey, you better.
Hey, bless him. Let's see how good he is on the blitz.
Yeah, we ain't going to give you no time, though.
Yeah, he was paying, man. Yeah, that was
a tough one. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
It smelled blood on that nigga.
Man. Who else?
Eagles lost.
Eagle lost.
To the Jets.
Damn, that's disappointing. Man.
That's a good dub, though. That's a good dub, you know.
A lot of people saying they season over, bro. I think they still can make it.
Playoffs?
Wild card.
Yeah.
They got, the only thing they're missing is just a quarterback. They still got skill. Yeah,
I'm not going to say it's impossible. They for sure, it's very,
it's,
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. I wouldn't be surprised if they make wild card.
Yeah. And people talking about Aaron Rodgers might come back. I'm like, he can walk, but I don't think he'd come back.
That nigga ain't coming back.
Nah, he already said
not this year, bro. It's that shit cooked.
Nigga talking about the earliest he could come back is January.
So Super Bowl.
So you want the one the first round?
Yeah, Super Bowl is the first time he's gonna be able to come back.
That's crazy. That's like a movie script. Well, who I know, man. I don't know what Roger got is for the script.
Apparently, he allowing anything. Julio Jones just got signed by the Eagles. That's what pissed me off. I'm like, these niggas lose one game. So you just gonna go sign Julio, huh?
Nah, all right, bro. We need something. Let's get another wide receiver. What? Let's get AJ Brown. What? Nah, let's get Julio. What? Who allowed
How'd
this?
The NFL allow that shit, bruh?
I don't know. I think Roger Goodell tapped in with the Eagles. I don't know.
Something. I think big something.
He must got his parlay on them winning.
Nigga been a free agent all year.
I think Roger Goodell betting on the games, man.
Preseason? Oh, hell yeah. That nigga missed on a parlay.
Random question. You think the commissioner be betting on the games? Type shit?
Yeah.
I should imagine if you're a commissioner.
It's just not under his name type shit.
Fuck. Like, do you think, like, all the owners just get together?
Just like the owners. Owners betting on their games,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I bet the owners be having, like, friendly wages against each other.
Shit. Friendly, because it's only 100,000. And they billionaires. Nah, that's why it's
put
friendly.
Put a bill on this game, bro. Nigga betting players. Oh, if I win, you trade him.
I know them niggas, the teams that don't fight, that don't like each other.
Yeah.
I know them owners betting big bread against each other. Like, nah, bro, we about to bust y'all ass for real. Yeah. I'll put it on a house.
Hey, Jerry Jones, run the score up. Make it a call.
I'll put it on my vacation home in your city.
That's disrespectful. Too rich for me.
Bags, bro.
That'd be funny. Owner betting.
I know they betting big bread.
Yeah. Chargers lost to the Cowboys.
I wasn't that surprised. I never believed in the Chargers. Like, I don't know why these niggas so in love with Justin Herbert, bro. He is not him. He's not. Every time. Bro, did people forget for them to be, they had a chance to be a number two seed, I think, in the AFC last year. All they had to do was beat the Cowboys last year. Couldn't do it. They just not, he not him, bro.
Justin
Herbert's not him.
He just got hell of potential.
The receivers is always hurt.
That's the thing. Man. I'm like, goddamn, Keenan Allen. Like, how many times they going, y'all get hurt? Y'all getting paid 20 mil.
Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are on IR.
They're getting paid
20
mil a season, and they always hurt.
Always.
Like, y'all are cold, but God. Like,
Austin Eckler really be carrying them niggas. Like, literally. Like,
he is low key the team.
Him and Ebron. That nigga be fucking up.
But Austin be carrying.
Yeah.
He do everything.
Facts. And that defense is shaky.
Bosa, yeah, they cold. Be having their moments. Dang.
Bosa cold, but.
Bosa and Derwin James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they are a little shaky.
They shaky, bro. Like, literally, is they have stars, but if you're not a star, bro, you are cheese, bro. Like, you just regular. Like, you just, like, mediocre.
Yeah, because I thought they were going to be Cowboys.
They don't improve, though. They don't. They never. Like, who they pick up on their team?
Recently, they ain't got no money.
Because they spending too much money on the niggas that they got.
They just paid Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
about 200?
Yeah, like 260.
Yeah, I mean, he won the top five.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Pay your quarterback. Pay Justin, right?
I would definitely pay him. I mean.
But 20 mil?
I still think Justin a top 10 quarterback. Can we agree on that?
He might be. He might be breaking top 10.
He should be top 10.
He might be breaking top. Yeah, I'm not going to just totally disagree with that. That's not a bad take at all.
Okay.
That's not a bad take at all. He just, I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't believe in him. Like,
I agree with you. He hasn't done nothing spectacular.
Yeah. Like, he hasn't shown, he hasn't, I see the potential,
yes.
But he hasn't proven that he's just like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's the only thing. Like win those games, bro. Like,
how long has he been elite?
This is,
I kind of know he came from Oregon, right?
Yeah, I think this is year four.
He didn't come the same year as Joe, right?
No.
1 year before
he's
Joe?
Before Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Joe went to Super Bowl once already and conference finals.
I don't think Herbert has a playoff win yet.
No, he lost last year when they should have been the first one, but remember they let them come back to Jaguars.
Yep. That was the A. When you, I was like, Trevor Lawrence is playing awful this game.
Yeah, it was bad. It was ugly. They was beating them by a lot.
Like 18.
Yeah. I wouldn't say maybe 20. Like, it was ugly.
It was,
like,
bad, bro.
It was one of those games you turn off, you're like, you know they're going to win. And then, shit, you flip back on, you're like, what the hell happened?
How's it coming down to the last drive?
For real, man. It's one of those games. You take a nap on it, you know they're getting blown out, wake up, last 2 minutes. See, Jack was winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's one of those games.
Yeah.
Speaking of one of those games, man. Colorado, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Goddamn, Deion, man. I always wanted a black man to win, but it's kind of hard.
You know, I had to do
stuff like this.
I was always, you know, like, my thing I was wondering the most that game was, one, why is the offensive and defensive coordinator on the field and not in the box seeing the entire field? The head coach, Deion, go ahead, be on the field. You can be that. Offensive and defensive coordinator, the head coordinator's calling the plays. I need y'all up in the box. I need y'all to see everything on the field. Because doing that, oh, well, I can't see on the other side, but I'm going to just have faith. That shit don't work. As you can see, they let one receiver beat them.
Yeah, I think he had almost 200 yards.
Off like 10 catches.
Yeah, he was cooking. Okay, I'll tell you what, they're throwing on their best so-called defender, Trevor.
Yeah. And that was afterwards. That was after he already scored twice.
But you see that one hand?
Like, oh, yeah.
Stacked, I said,
that's why I'm like, well, one, another thing I will fault them for is I think Deion has put into their head that you can be a DB like me, like Deion, and they not that. Travis Hunter is not Deion. He keep playing his trail technique. It ain't work. It's been working lately, but when you go against one of the ones that's bigger, faster, stronger than you, that trail technique don't work. That's why he kept getting snagged on, kept getting beat, niggas putting their hands up, throwing, wondering why. Physics, that's why.
For the people that don't know, Colorado's up 29-0. 29-0. Yes, I said it. 29-0.
Yeah.
And they let Stanford, a 1-4 team, come back and beat them.
Yep.
They came back from 29-0.
I'm telling you.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I remember watching the game at Razoo on a little date, looking. I'm watching the game. Like, damn, it's 29-0. Oh, they got this in the bag. You know, they celebrated everything. I see Shakir holding up, doing this. I said, oh, yeah, it's raps. Good stuff. Get back to the crib, just chilling. Can't hit me up. Bro, Colorado about to lose. How? They're up 29-0. Like, it's over, basically. It's Stanford.
And that was after they only scored once.
Yes.
No, that was after they only scored once.
Because I was like, you're tripping. It's only like 14-29. Like,
all right.
Halfway through. Next thing you know,
they scored again.
Again. No. When they were down, what time I tried the game, I said, hold up now. Like, what's going on? Watched that whole fourth quarter. Watched the two overtimes. I couldn't believe it. I said, damn.
Everybody was calling me crazy. They was like, bro, Colorado going to score. All right. They can score.
I wish I would have bet that, man. I would have made it out the hood, man. That would have been the one. We would have made it. For real, that's a crazy bet.
Yeah.
Would probably been plus 10,000. Come back for 29-0.
Yeah.
1-5 team, Kev. A 1-5 team. Stanford.
That shit was crazy. But I was talking to my pops, bro. Like, I don't get why Colorado's the only team in college football that doesn't try to run up the score. They'll go up and just be like content with being up 29. Like, nigga, put up 80.
I don't think they know how to run up the score.
They need to learn.
Yeah, because I know that too, because they be chilling. Like, even with the TCU game, they could have ran up the score, but they kind of like, just
they died down. Like, bro, this is college. This ain't NFL. That clock is not moving slow. That shit,
niggas are on every that first shit. Down. Yeah,
that clock is stopping every first down, bro. Like, they got time. Oh, they got time.
Facts.
And shit, you gave up three and outs in a row, and they scored on all three of those three and outs.
And you tell me you could have scored the whole second half?
Whole third quarter, zero.
I tell you what, Shakir, you count that goddamn second round pick, third round pick.
Yeah, thanks.
Guess what, son? What they say? Shit. New flash, buddy. Go ahead and get your transcript for next year. You're going to be back for your senior year.
Yeah, thanks. Go ahead and
go ahead and you and Pop get ready.
Go ahead and apply.
Yeah.
Apply for that fall semester.
Go ahead and get that
year.
Degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pops Leaker. I know Pops Leaker.
I told you he wasn't ready.
He ain't going that draft. Like.
Yeah. Shit. Caleb Williams had a loss this week, too, though.
Yep. But it's still Caleb. I mean.
Yeah, he still put up his.
Caleb, he can get away with that. Like, we already know. Since a freshman, we knew Caleb's him. You know, we call him little Pat Mahomes. Like, you good, brother. Like,
yeah, that ain't you. That boy good.
Yeah. Like, it ain't you. It's a team, my boy. Thanks. But he do be folding sometimes. That do worry me about Caleb.
Shit, yeah. He be situations and them tight situations.
Like, all right, Caleb, like, I got high hopes for you, boy. You know, call you little Mahomes.
That's why I say it's too quick to call him that, but
yeah, it's a little quick. But I see the
same. I see why. I see why. You know, because he's very joystickish. Like how he make that play.
But he do got a great old line. I say that.
Oh yeah.
He be having hella time.
Best in college.
He got hella time. I'm talking about he be doing about running circles about two times. Throw him like, all right, you do look like little Mahomes out there. You know Mahomes, he be running for a long ass time.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, UFC lost. It was just weird. A lot of underdogs won, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to LSU, they won.
Yeah.
Who else lost? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, on the big stage.
Oh, Oregon lost.
Oregon did lose to Washington. That was a good ass game.
That was a good game. I kind of in my head, I was like, Washington State. Was gonna happen. Yeah, I was going for Washington State. I was like, I like Washington State. They quarterback cold.
Facts.
Even though he old, but he cold. I didn't know he was like 5th years.
I mean, shit, Bo old. That nigga 8 years. Yeah. 7 years.
I think about it, like, Bo old. Nigga 25, still playing.
Shit, old ass Bo Nix.
Give it up. Go to NFL.
And it's your then you transferred. I think they both transferred though.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, that was a good ass game. I was tuned in. I was like, nah, Washington gonna win this hoe. They gonna expose some shit.
Yeah. That was a good game. Now I gotta see. Well damn, Washington number one in Pac-12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They the only ones. So they're gonna have to
play UFC. Well, they still gotta play UFC.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good game. Yeah. But I don't know who's gonna win the Big 12 now. Cause it's gonna be all of them three.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to play each other.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Oregon still gotta play USC.
Yep. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. I don't think Pac-12 has a championship. Oh no, they do.
Yeah,
there's a Pac-12 championship.
Got a championship.
Yeah. Except for that independent. That should be pissing me off.
They ain't got no championship?
No, bro.
Who's in the independent now?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame in the independent?
Yes.
Are you for real?
Dead ass. Yep. Notre Dame, Army.
When I think that shit's ass, bro.
That shit is ass, bro. I don't know how they get away with this shit. Put them in a conference. I'm tired of this.
It's better than like the Sun Belt.
Yeah. Nah. Is it?
They in the same boat.
Real, they like, both suck. I ain't gonna go.
They in the same boat. Like the Sun Belt, Southland.
Yeah. I'm just mad because Notre Dame is that's a powerhouse. That's a power five.
There's no way they in the independent, bro.
They are, bro.
Why would they?
They don't have to be in a conference. They could join like
ACC or.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't they got a big
they could join the Big Ten.
Big Ten, yeah. But they kind of broke the Big Ten. I don't know. The conference is just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing these days.
It's all about money.
Yeah, they're going to make one money big for the power lead. Yeah. I can see it coming.
Yeah.
Going to make it like soccer. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3.
Thanks.
If you ain't got money, you ain't Tier 1. They ain't going to break that shit
Get your
down.
Bread up, nigga.
Nah, you could be tough from 30.
Yeah. Playoffs going to be interesting, though.
Damn, LSU could have made it.
Yeah.
We still can make it.
Yeah, it's still a possibility.
We got to beat Alabama bad.
I don't know about bad. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt that happened. I'm pretty sure we're going to get another L eventually. Either it's going to be Texas A&M or Alabama. We managed to lose Texas A&M. every single year.
I don't know how A&M got y'all number. They are not a good team. They're not.
It just be at the end of the season. People don't want to play.
Niggas be tired. Boys be sitting out for the draft.
Facts. I ain't come back. What? This thing's there. No, I ain't playing them.
No, my agent told me to sit out.
Nigga beat Alabama and stuff. You playing against Texas A&M. Now what? What's the point? We didn't make a playoffs. All right, bro. That's the thing that pissed me off. LSU.
Yeah. Speaking of playoffs, man, MLB heating up.
Yeah. The Rangers versus Houston, man.
Who winning that game, man? We need that.
That's a good question. Last time we checked, it was 5-2.
Yeah. Hopefully Astros can get a – we need to get one at least right now.
I think they're
going to – we can't let them go up 3-0.
I think they're going to get the next two.
Yeah. That's what we need.
I think they might get the next four, okay. Because Dusty, you know, had to knock him back to reality. Like, hey,
wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's like, Philly. I know y'all seeing Philly on the other side, boy. Them niggas not playing.
No cap.
We got to get our shit together.
I know we beat them in regular season a whole bunch, but hey, this ain't regular season.
This different.
Y'all better wake up. Or we're going to be back in Houston.
No parade.
Just chilling.
Yeah. They're gonna be looking. We know better than the Rockets.
Who else gonna put on for City if not us?
Well, you expect us to believe in the Texans, huh? You know we
are Houston.
We are Houston.
Get that crazy prep talk.
Hey man, I'm telling you.
I'm about to get y'all act together.
Facts. Telling you. It's getting spooky though.
Yeah, Houston should definitely win.
Yeah, he's getting that time.
What's the score though? Oh, definitely.
Wonder. Gonna wrap it up. One thing before we go, man.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all hit that like, share, subscribe button, man.
Say it one more time, bro.
Make sure y'all hit that like, share, and subscribe button, man.
You heard it, man.
Send it to whoever. I don't care. Y'all could. This for everybody, you know. Like, send it. You know.
Tell me your cousin.
Your brother's brother. You feel me?
Your neighbor.
Yo, neighbor.
We for everybody.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Peace.